أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. In this ayat, Allah is still addressing the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. As we have been reading, that they committed the great sin, that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a judgment for them, they went to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala for another judgment. This was a very great sin on their side, and besides that, all the other wrongs they did. But here again we see the great mercy and the great kindness of Allah ta'ala, that even for such people who commit even such sins, Allah ta'ala gives them also a easy chance to gain salvation, to get out of the sin which they are in. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. اور اگر وہ لوگ جس وقت انہوں نے اپنا برا کیا تھا, these people, when they have done wrong to themselves, they committed sins, they went against the command of Allah, which brought destruction on them. Those people also in that condition also, Allah shows a way out for them, how they can come out of it and come out of this destruction, come out of the adab of Allah and enter into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. What must they do? Ja'uka. Aate tere paas. They should come to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fastaghfirullah. Phir Allah se muafi chahiye. And then they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. That is, by in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Wastaghfara lahumur rasool. Aur rasool bhi unko bakhshwata. And Allah's Rasul also forgives them and seeks forgiveness for them from Allah Ta'ala. When they would do that, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهُ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. تو البتہ اللہ کو پاتے معاف کرنے والا مہربان. Definitely they will find that Allah Ta'ala is great, very greatly in forgiveness. Allah will forgive them, and not only forgive them, but after that shower His mercy upon them as well. Rahima. So here we see that this ayat, though it appears that it is for in the right of the munafiqeen when they have committed the great guna of nifaq and hypocrisy, that also Allah will forgive if we just seek forgiveness from Allah. But it is general for any person, whoever has done wrong to himself, who has committed guna, is way out in his life. And he goes even today after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left this world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in his qabr. And if a person goes there and then he makes tawbah, and istighfar, and he seeks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam to make tawbah for him as well, to ask forgiveness for him, then definitely Allah will forgive such a person. So this door is open for us all till the day of Qiyamah. Whenever we go to Medina Sharif, and especially when a person has done lot of guna, he has wronged himself, he should go and ask for forgiveness in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here, another masala ruling is also established, that when a person wants to change his life, he should go in the presence of some pious and righteous person on whom Allah Ta'ala's mercy is descending all the time. And there, if he asks for forgiveness, there is a much, much more, very greater chance that Allah is going to forgive him. And he asks that person also, that pious person, to seek forgiveness for him from Allah Ta'ala. And we find that this is a practice which is in the Ummah right through till today from the beginning, that people go to the righteous and the pious, and there they stay and change their lives. They make tawbah, istighfar, and they ask even the Shaykh there that you ask for, or you beg forgiveness for on our behalf from Allah Ta'ala. In this way, there is no doubt that the person will be forgiven. The person who killed 99 people and then completed it by killing that alim also and made it 100. After that, when he wanted forgiveness and he asked another alim, a Rabbani, he advised him not to return to his town where there was a lot of evil and corruption carrying on, but go to a town where there were righteous and pious people. On that, the ulama write that just by staying amongst the righteous and the pious people, your tawbah is the more readily accepted by Allah. For you to change your life becomes very easy when you are in the right environment and Allah's rahmat descends upon you. On one occasion, somebody asked Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali that if you go to the pious, how is it that Allah's mercy descends on you? The mercy descends on that pious person. So somebody, it was the summer season, and somebody was training Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. In those days there were no electrical fans, hand fans, somebody was training him. So Maulana asked him, who is this person fanning? He said, he's fanning you. He says, aren't you also getting the air? He said, yes, I'm also getting the air. He says, like that, Allah's mercy depends on the righteous and the pious people, and who are around them, they also benefit from it. So this Allah Ta'ala shows that after committing even the worst sins, before mort, we have a great chance that we just turn to Allah, ask, make repent, ask forgiveness, and the good way, wherever we do it, even on our own. But if we go in the presence of the righteous and the pious, and what to say, if we go to Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is alive in his qabr till now, and when we go there and we beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, and we ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to forgive us as well. Also, yes, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must forgive them, because these people, after Nabi alayhi wa sallam made a judgment, they went to somebody else, they went to Hazrat Umar, and this could cause ill feelings in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, they were told to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for forgiveness as well, that Nabi alayhi wa sallam must forgive them also for their wrongdoing. In whatever wrong we have done, in the right of Allah and in the right of other people, we correct it, we ask for forgiveness, then our doors are open again and we can fly in the path of Allah and go close to Allah Ta'ala. So tawbah, istighfar is a great requisite, is a great ni'mat of Allah, and the doors of it are open for every person. He just has to ask for forgiveness, and then he can move forward, and he can not only move but fly towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our mistakes and whoever we have wronged, to ask Allah also for forgiveness, and people that we have wronged, we ask them also for forgiveness, and we go to the righteous and the pious, we make our tawbah there, and then in this way we find we get much more of the favors of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah, and then we can carry on with our lives in the obedience of Allah and reach high heights, which will help us and will be with us forever in the akhirah. After all, dunya is very, very temporary and very inferior. This dunya is not a thing that we should hanker after, but we should go and make effort to acquire the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.